It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening, wherever you might be. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And we're having a fun show. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Regardless of where you are, thank you for being tuned in. On the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, well, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've discussed a lot. Thank you so much to James Rapien for joining us. Covers all things Cincinnati Bengals. He came through to talk to us about Trey Hendrickson, who's not at work. Shamar Stewart, who still hasn't signed his rookie contract. And the fact that he believes eventually both of these dudes will show up to work because, well, the Bengals have the leverage. And in the case of Trey Hendrickson, they want him back. Hey, we just heard from Tyreek Hill. Says he needs to be a better leader for the Miami Dolphins. I wouldn't hold my breath on that one, especially when the Dolphins start to stink again. Speaking of Miami, Carson Beck says he went from Georgia to Miami because of the offensive opportunities. He didn't mention the financial ones. Don't ask me why. Matthew Stafford, 37-year-old quarterback. He has a sore back. Grady Jarrett is impressed with what he's seen from Caleb Williams. And then Terry McLaurin, not impressed with some of the deals he's been offered from the Washington Commanders. He's still not at work. So Trey Hendrickson and Terry McLaurin both getting fined $50,000 a day. In a few minutes, in a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about a couple of players. They're not getting fined any money for not showing up to work because they quit. They retired. We got, well, they really haven't played. Well, two or three. I'm going to tell you some NFL players that retiring. Okay, I'll get to that. We have so much more to get into. The WNBA, the ratings came in for the All-Star game. They're not good. Not good. No Caitlin Clark, not good. I think that's a simple equation to understand. Tyrese Halliburton, he has some thoughts on Achilles tears. No Tyrese Halliburton, not good for the Pacers. I think we know that. And so we have so much more to get into as the show continues on. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. You sitting at home? Good. You sitting at work? Good. Make that money. You're delivering some stuff? Terrific. Drop some food off to me here in Atlanta. I'm always hungry. Well, that's not true. But I am hungry the majority of the time. I could stand to eat some food right now. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Knock yourself out. Give me a follow. You can go ahead and do that. Now I'm really starting to think about some food. Botcha, have you eaten yet?
I have a Smucker's Uncrustables sitting next to me, and that's for later.
You're eating
peanut butter and jelly, basically.
No. You're eating a packaged peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
It's not bad.
I didn't ask you that. I'm just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a prepackaged one that's frozen that you take out of the freezer.
Is that better than making a peanut butter? What's better, for you to make one or for you to buy one and have it frozen?
It's probably better to make one, but it's easier for me to just take it out of the freezer.
As opposed to making one?
Yeah, it's just quicker. Grab and go.
Doesn't it cost more money? Is it less efficient? I don't know.
It's probably more money, but I haven't gone that far down the economics.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to save you money on PB&J sandwiches. I'm trying to help you out here, okay?
Oh, yeah. So I got the traditional method, too, but it's okay, just, man. That's for like weekends.
And that's dinner, huh?
That's dinner.
That's all you're going to eat is a PB&J for dinner?
Well, I had like a granola bar and some cheese sticks early, so I'm good enough.
Wait a minute. You eat cheese sticks, a granola bar, and a PB&J for dinner? This is what it is?
Well, yeah, but that's after I have a real breakfast. I get like eggs and like pretty stuff like toast. So it's a real breakfast. Uh-huh. And then you follow it up with stuff to fill me through, and I have peanut butter and jelly.
So you just eat whatever throughout the day?
Not whatever. It's just...
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As long as you're getting some sustenance, that's good. That's it. As long as you can get up and you're not passing out in the middle of the day, are you?
Oh, not at all. I'm fully energized.
Okay. All right. Good. Happy for you. Well, I'm going to figure out something. I don't know. Maybe I can find a PB&J in the break room in the vending machine. Possibly. I don't know. But they probably how much are they going to charge for that in a stupid vending machine? $6?
I wouldn't even touch it. If it's in a vending machine, that's got to be at least a few weeks old, right? A
few weeks? No, they do vending machines rather quickly. No,
you hope so. If not, it's probably like for those vending machines, probably $3, $4.
The $3 for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? No, thanks. No, thank you. Anyway, I'm hungry. I'll figure out what to eat. And a couple of guys that are going to have all the time in the world to figure out what they're going to eat. I think they'll do better than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Jimmy Graham, Tyrann Mathieu, and Philip Rivers. Over the past several days, all three men have retired. Philip Rivers decided to let the world know prior to today. Well, he's been gone. I don't know what he was waiting for. He's over here coaching all of his kids in high school football right now, all 20 of his kids. I know every day it changes the amount of kids that he has. And then Tyrann Mathieu and Jimmy Graham, they basically let the cat out of the bag today. And Tyrann Mathieu, probably the most surprising of them all. He's 33 years old. He's played the past few seasons with the New Orleans Saints. He was able to pick up a Super Bowl ring with the Kansas City Chiefs. God bless him. He's been an All-Pro. It's crazy to think that he's been around for the going on 13 years. 13 years for Tyrann Mathieu, and he has finally decided to hang him up. I remember watching him run around at LSU. So to think that he's already gone through LSU, been in the NFL for more than a decade, and now he's hanging up at 33. I wouldn't be surprised if he just took a year off and came back, but we don't know the process of why he decided to do this. This was a surprise even to the New Orleans Saints. I guess finishing up your career at home is pretty much it. He actually put a message on social media. He said, "As I hang up my cleats, I'm filled with gratitude as I close this chapter of my life and officially retire from the game that shaped me in every way. From my first snap in college to my final play in the NFL, this has been nothing short of a blessing. Football gave me purpose, discipline, and memories that'll stay forever. Also gave me community." He thanked his coaches, his teammates, the fans. "I hope I made you proud out there. This isn't goodbye. It is just the next chapter." Maybe he looked at who was playing on the Saints and said, "I ain't doing this. I got to play with Tyler Shuck. No, thanks." I think that may have had something to do with it. If he was still out here competing for championships and not playing on the Saints, would he retire? Who knows? I'm sure that there are plenty of issues that came up, but this is one of them. Kellen Moore, just as the coach now of the New Orleans Saints, expected to do nothing but suck, hoping that they get their hands on Arch Manning. This is what Kellen Moore had to say about the news of Tyrann Mathieu retiring.
"Just a spectacular NFL career. His work ethic, playmaking skills, the impact he had on this community and this league, just incredible. Incredible. And so, he had a huge impact."
Yeah, what the heck else was he supposed to? He just got there. He just got there. I don't know, man. What are they fast buddies? As far as I know, everything I know about Kellen Moore, hey, you played quarterback. You're Jerry Jones' pet for a little while. Then you went to the Chargers, you went to the Eagles, and now you're the head coach of the Saints. So I'm not sure how much insight he really has when it comes down to Tyrann Mathieu. But what is he going to say? What else is he going to say? And he continued on, and he talked about what he just brought to the game, even though he never coached him.
"I mean, Tyrann, the game when I was in Philly last year, he had an interception in the red zone, and it was really about just his awareness and feel for the game. And so, he's such an impactful player because of his understanding and feel for the game. And, he'd make some moves that surprise you in challenging ways. And obviously he'll be missed."
Yeah, he'll be missed. What is he going to say? "I wish he stayed"? I have no idea what Tyrann Mathieu is going to do. Hang out with family, go on some trips, figure out some new business ventures. He's 33 years old. You would think that he has just a little bit more football left in him. I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of popped back up. I wouldn't. I wish him nothing but the best. Shout outs to all my people down in New Orleans, everybody in Louisiana. He's not the only dude to announce a retirement today. This one, not so much a surprise as it was for Tyrann Mathieu, but Jimmy Graham officially calling it a wrap. Where Tyrann Mathieu is 33, Jimmy Graham is 38 years old. The 6'7" giant who played basketball at Miami was a 5-time Pro Bowler, led the league in touchdowns one season. You just threw the ball up to him, and, well, it's like trying to tackle a small forward. It was not easy. He didn't play last year. He played briefly for the Saints in 2023, didn't play before that in 2022. I had some solid years with the Seahawks, Packers, Bears. Know we started his career 5 straight seasons with the Saints after they won that Super Bowl. And so it was reported earlier today that he was going to retire this year from the NFL as a Saint. Jimmy Graham responded online on social media, and he basically said, "What a journey." So he's going to sign a contract, and then he is going to walk away. And I think at 38 years old, what the hell else is Jimmy Graham going to do? This is not a surprise. 2 out of the past 3 years, he wasn't even on a football field. And so he's done. And the man who helps run the Saints, Mickey Loomis, GM, he talked about what Jimmy meant to the organization.
Jimmy's fantastic. And one of the really great things in the last few years was him coming back and playing for us another year. And I just appreciate him so much. And I'm excited that he, you know, wanted to retire as a Saint. Excited about what the future holds for him. You know, he's such a talented guy, not just in football, but in all walks of life. And I think when you row across the Arctic Ocean or something crazy, you know. Not your typical off-season activities, but he what a fantastic player and a fantastic guy he is. So looking forward to seeing him again soon.
Yeah, and if I'm correct, and I think I've drawn this from a conversation with him before, and I haven't spoken to this guy in I don't even know how many years. Botcher, I think he flies planes.
That's pretty cool. I'm not surprised after what he just did. Basically a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week trip across the Arctic. That's insane.
What is he, like a modern-day Bear Grylls? Possibly. He,
right? Something to do.
Yeah, well, he's going to have plenty of time to do it. I think he does. Yeah, I think he has a pilot's license. I swear he told me that at one point. So, Jimmy Graham, congratulations and good luck. Decided to quit. Somebody else who formally quit today, well, over the weekend. He is 43 years old. He is finally done. Phillip Rivers is staying home. Phillip Rivers. This guy was in the same damn draft with Eli Manning. Selected 4th overall in 2004. Had that one final season with the Indianapolis Colts in the pandemic. Went out there, went to the playoffs, and that's pretty much it for him. Phillip Rivers, people look at him and go, Hall of Fame. I go, I don't know about that. He didn't have the same type of playoff success. He put up great numbers. He accumulated a lot of numbers and stats, 8-time Pro Bowler. I think Phillip Rivers is someone who would go into the Hall of Very Good. I don't know if I'd just go ahead and put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, if he picked up a Super Bowl victory, if he picked up 2 of them like Eli, I think he'd certainly be a shoo-in. I'm just not sold on putting Phillip Rivers in the Hall. But this is a message that they put online on social media. Phillip Rivers was sitting in a couch, and the Chargers, they distributed this. Take a listen to his retirement announcement.
I'm Phillip Rivers, quarterback, and I'm retiring a Charger. I think gratitude really is the first thing that comes to mind.
One of the greatest gamers of his generation.
There were so many highlights and fun Sundays.
Phillip Rivers just ripped it.
So many. But what I miss and what I'm most appreciative and thankful for are those relationships.
And then he continued on. He thanked the Chargers for the opportunity. The Chargers that are no longer in San Diego. Listen to this.
Thankful for those 16 years and for entrusting me to be the quarterback. And I certainly never took it for granted.
Come on, keep fighting. Just keep fighting.
I never took it for granted. Getting to suit up and lead the Chargers for, 240-something games in a row. All right, let's take a break on that. Woo! Golly.
He had to cry. He had to let some tears out. I like Phillip Rivers. That guy went out there and played. He was tough. Nobody ever looked at him in the same vein of, you know, being out there with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, who was. But he was certainly a top-end serviceable starter kind of in that era. He could not compete. And who did? Not a lot of people did. With the Aaron Rodgers of the world and the Bradys and the Mannings. I say Mannings with plural. And so the man just didn't always have the team. The Chargers always found a way to choke. And he was never in that upper echelon, which is why I say he was very good. He wasn't great. I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame. Phillip Rivers ended his career with a playoff record of 5-7. The way this guy loves football, I know he is coaching all 30 of his kids. However many kids he got, he's finally officially hanging them up, and he's coaching them. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to ask our producer, Ryan Botcher, does he believe Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer? I'm going to pose the question to you as well. The phone lines are open. 888-710-4ISN. Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer? 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get to your calls. I told you about the WNBA All-Star ratings. I told you about media days that we have going on with the ACC and the Big Ten. We have so much more to do as we continue on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about three NFL stars who retired today or the past couple of days. And Tyrann Mathieu let everybody know on social media he's done in the NFL. I guess playing for the New Orleans Saints this upcoming season was probably like, yeah, I'll pass. No thanks. Jimmy Graham, he's been out of the NFL in and out over the past few seasons. Jimmy Graham, 6'7" tight end out of the U, is now done in the NFL. He's planning on retiring as a Saint. And then we got a video message over the weekend, over the past couple of days, from Phillip Rivers. He officially has called it a wrap in the NFL. He hasn't really played since the pandemic, but I mean, it's Phillip Rivers. Of course, he's going to be able to get up off the couch and just throw that rock around. That's what he's done since he was drafted in 2004. But after spending a couple of seasons just coaching his kids, Phillip Rivers is like, all right, I'm done. Here's the thing. I've heard this plenty of times, especially coming back and helping the Indianapolis Colts go to the postseason in the pandemic. Phillip Rivers is not no Hall of Fame quarterback, people. I don't know who the hell is looking at him. I don't know why there's a debate. Every now and then you'll hear about it. And you're going to hear about it more and more and more as he's celebrated, especially for his career as a Charger. Phillip Rivers is good. He was good in his time. He played a long time. 16, 17 years? He accumulated a lot of stats. He showed up to work. But when it came to winning, there was no winning. And it's not all his fault. It's not his fault he's not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Drew Brees, or Aaron Rodgers, or even Eli Manning when it comes down to winning. So Phillip Rivers, who has a playoff record of 5-7, didn't even make it to a championship game, he was good. He's in the Hall of Good, but he ain't in the Hall of Fame. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do you believe that Phillip Rivers should go into the Hall of Fame? I think he should go into the Hall of Very Good. But the Hall of Very Good does not exist. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Todd. Todd, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, I want to talk about Phillip Rivers.
Okay, you go for it.
My opinion on him, mixed reviews, very good quarterback. Now, he did play in the championship game against New England. Tore his arm out, tore his arm up, played against New England, and lost against New England.
Now, what year was that?
I don't know what year it was, but I know he played in the championship.
The 2000, I'm looking at it now, 2007 season, he did. Patriots beat him 21-12.
Correct.
In that game, Phillip Rivers, 211 yards passing and two interceptions. Great.
Yeah, he did. He played tough in that game, but never played in the Super Bowl. So I got to go very... In the Hall of Very Good.
Yeah, he's Hall of Very Good. And the fact is, and thank you so much, Todd, for calling from Maryland, he was always behind everybody else. Like, he's all reliable. You knew that he was going to be there. You knew that he was going to throw the ball. He was tough. He was never afraid. He showed up, didn't cause no trouble. Trash talked the opposition, which I think everybody appreciated. He wasn't afraid of anybody. He stood there, took some hits. Ultimately, I don't think he won enough at the highest levels to go into the Hall of Fame. 888-710-4ISN. Botcher, what are your thoughts on Phil Rivers? You think he's a Hall of Fame guy, or is he not getting in?
I personally think he is a Hall of Fame guy, just because you might not say he doesn't have the winning at the highest level. But anyone who can consistently make the playoffs and be consistently good at picking up counting stats like touchdowns, completions, yards, he has to have some place. He finished his career as number 6 in career passing, number 6 all-time in touchdown passes, and he did make 8 Pro Bowls. It's not like, I don't know, no MVPs. Yeah, we've mentioned that. But at the same time, he played for so long and was at a high above-average pace where he should be considered for the Hall of Fame. And I think he should get in just based off of how long and how successful he was.
How successful is that?
I just...
Like you said, he's played long enough. And he wasn't successful every year. He played a long time, and he was steady. But he wasn't one of the best guys in his era. He just played a long time. God bless him. It's not like he was, you know, Brett Favre it out there.
No, but he still made the playoffs 7 times of 17, so that's below 50%, right? But you can't really, he's never really had a really, really poor season where he got benched or anything like that besides for me with the Colts.
Yeah, but that's not, Hall of Fame is the best of the best of the best. And if I'm thinking about the best of the best, like the guys I just named, we don't have to, see, it's one thing to be able to make an argument for a guy. It's a one thing to just go, oh, no, that guy's without a doubt. The fact that Phillip Rivers can even be up for conversation is just, these are guys that I just named that he played with. There is not a shadow of a doubt because of what they accomplished. They also had longevity. They also won. And when the going got tough, they took their teams to another level. Like, Phillip Rivers did not do that. Now, we know I can go through his head coaches. I can think about every game that Anthony Lynn kind of choked out of at the end of a game. I remember him starting his career with Marty Schottenheimer before Marty, you know, finished up his coaching career. Aaron Rodgers has all of it. And he's criticized for only winning one Super Bowl. But he has MVPs. We know at the end of a game, I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers. Peyton Manning. I don't want to see Peyton Manning at the end of a game. He's going to carve me up. Tom Brady, between him and Peyton Manning, these guys have more comeback victories than anybody in NFL history. Drew Brees, oh man, I mean, at the end of his career, this guy was accumulating stats and numbers, and I think he has more than 70,000 yards career passing. People look at Drew Brees, and it's just like, all of a sudden, catching up with Michael Thomas, he was the slant king. I don't think anybody ever woke up and just said, I got to look out for Phillip Rivers. They knew he was going to be there, there was more of a threat looking at LaDainian Tomlinson and oh my God, what do we do with this guy? But Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning has a better case because Eli Manning would wake up and for all of his regular season stats, I think winning trumps all. Eli Manning would get to the postseason and be like, hey, I'm going to put on a cape and I'm going to deliver us a championship, which he did twice, especially beating the guy who's had the most success in the Super Bowl era in Tom Brady. And so Phillip Rivers, I think, Hall of very good. I wouldn't say just accumulating stats is just going to, you know, put you over. I can't put him in that same category. There's guys, and I think in every sport, in every league, that you do not want to see. That you know them by themselves will carve you up, and they will help take you to another level. I think Phil Rivers, a lot of his success that he had, given all of his longevity, God bless him, I'm not discounting his toughness and his consistency, but he was never taking his teams to the next level. Those other guys, they battled, they fought. And I think if you put them in a room, I think Tom Brady, hey, how does Phil Rivers stack up to you and Peyton Manning? Tom Brady would go, what? He'd laugh. I think if you look at Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, ask about Phil Rivers, they go, hey, what do you think about your standing with Phil? He's like, oh, yeah, he's good. And the guys would be like, but he's not me. Phil Rivers was very good. I don't think there's a hall of very good. Enjoy retirement. Whatever they do in Los Angeles, I want to say San Diego so bad. Still irritates me to this day. Phil Rivers can go into the Chargers Hall of Fame. That's good. I mean, that's why teams have their individual halls and rings of honor and whatnot so they can honor their very, very good players. But for the Hall of Fame, be a winner. God, losing record postseason? No, thanks. Decline. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of a decline, we come back on the other side of the break. I got to tell you about the WNBA All-Star ratings. They have hit a decline without Caitlin Clark. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, there's another star player in Indianapolis. Well, he's rehabbing an injury just like Caitlin Clark. Thank God Caitlin is only dealing with a groin. Tyrese Haliburton has some thoughts about his Achilles. We'll talk about both of these individuals on the other side of the break. Get into some more NFL as well. 888-710-4ISN is the number. And right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, this is a great opportunity to tell you something about the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. The Defensive Player of the Week is Paul Skeens. Yeah, this guy finally won another game with the Pirates. Who'd he beat? The Tigers, they got the best record in the American League, got 60-plus wins. Skeen struck out 6, surrendered 3 hits. He actually got a win. Pirates beat the Tigers 3-0. Yeah, pitching great defense. That's what Paul Skeens does. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get to your calls, pick up the phones. And then I have to tell you about something that took place over the weekend. Saturday night was the WNBA All-Star Game. There was no Caitlin Clark, out with a groin injury. Once again, out with a groin injury today as the WNBA season restarts. And this, let's just say the ratings, they fell. Even though the WNBA players wanted to get paid what they were owed as they wore on their T-shirts. And so we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's get to the phone lines. Rich is here from Orchard Park. Rich, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You had asked about whether or not Phillip Rivers belongs in the Hall of Fame. And the way that I've always seen it is if you're going to be in the Hall of Fame, you have to be among the best of all time. If you're going to be among the best of all time, you have to be at least top five in your era. And with Peyton Manning, you got Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and whether or not you believe he's one of the top five, you've got Eli Manning with the Super Bowls, you know he's absolutely going to go. So, there's so many names that are just definitively better than him that if he's not top five now, then why would he be best of all time?
Yeah, that's my thought. I think about Hall of Fame. I'm like, who are the best players of all time? And I like what you think about. You're saying, hey, top five in your era. I'm just thinking about winning. Were you a winner? What did you do in your era? And he's good enough to play a long time. But there was no way. And I don't look at the top five. I look at it even simpler than that. If I put all these guys in a room, I think the closest and only guy that you might be able to say that you may want with him is Eli. But Eli's results are much more than what we got out of Phil Rivers. Is anybody taking Phil Rivers over Brady? Hell no. Anybody taking him over Peyton Manning? Hell no. Anybody taking him over Aaron Rodgers? No, not at all. Anybody taking him over Breeze? No, not at all. And then the next guy up is probably Eli, and that might be the debate. But if I got to even have that debate, it's just like, no thanks. And I
think they put a little bit too much stock in the Super Bowl. Like, you can be really, really, really great without being a Super Bowl winner, but correct. It is definitively part of the history. And Eli Manning's numbers, at best, leave him on the fence. But you're a two-time Super Bowl champion over Tom Brady. You're getting it.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. And if you want to leave without a shadow of a doubt as to what somebody would do, you know, Dan Marino, I think, is a great example. He only went to the game once. He lost. He never got close or saw it again. But it was definitive, even though he didn't necessarily have that team success or that championship success. You knew when you watched him based on what he was doing. What that guy was, you know, you would take him over a whole hell of a lot of other guys. And I think that's something that Phil Rivers, he unfortunately doesn't have. He'll be celebrated by the Chargers, but in the grand scheme of things, I'm not expecting him to get in. Hey, Rich,
if it's going to be something, you got to have some good people not make it.
What do you mean? Say again, what?
I said, if it's going to mean something, the Hall of Fame, if it's going to mean something, you have to have some good people not make it. You got to be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's been a point of contention over the years. And thank you, Rich, for calling from Orchard Park. We have had, I think it might have been, what a surprise. I think it was Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders made the point at some point over the past 2 years that he's like, man, we're just letting everybody in to the Hall of Fame. Like, everybody? Is this the Hall of Fame, or are we just, you know, handing away lifetime achievement awards? Like, if you think about the eras and the best of the best of the best of the best, like, to a certain degree, there should be no question. And, of course, there are always going to be players that are sitting on the fence, or they're kind of in, kind of out. They may have to wait. This is why we got guys who get in on the first ballot. This is why we got guys who have to wait. This is why we have guys who never get in. Let's not start rewarding, you know, just being good or being okay. It's the best of the best of the best of the best. Abacha, you think Rivers has a good case? What are your thoughts on Eli? Is he like a definite?
Well, Eli, I don't have a definite either. It's just because regular season Eli Manning was not as good as regular season Phillip Rivers. The two Super Bowl wins, of course, put him up to or not above Phillip Rivers getting in. But to say they're not on the same ranking and scale, to me, I can't say that. I truly believe that Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning are on the same Hall of Fame path, where they're going to take a couple of years, they're going to get more public vote, and they're going to get in.
Oh, man. Then if that happens, I find that to be pathetic. Because the name of the game, ultimately, in any sport and in any league, is to win. That's it. And Eli Manning, when it comes to the postseason, yeah, and I think all things considered, the amount of touchdowns and interceptions he's had in his career, I could be off. I'm not looking right now. I think it's like 180 to 180. Or maybe that's his career record. He was as mediocre could be. But if I got to look at the same things, Eli Manning was an Iron Man. Eli Manning never got hurt. Eli Manning showed up every game and played. He would throw touchdowns and he'd throw interceptions and he would drive you crazy, but you'd go, that's my guy. But then when he went to the postseason, he took his game to another level. The name of the game is to win. Who are some of the greatest winners? Who are some of the best players that we've ever seen? And the performances that Eli Manning had, and it's not just, I don't find a delineation between, you know, regular season and postseason. Typically, if you have a good regular season, a great regular season, if you're good enough, you're going to find your pathway into the postseason. And the teams, God bless them, that Eli Manning participated on, they had some great defenses, but he took his game to another level. He helped win those championships by his clutch play. I mean, if we're building video game characters and I got to go ahead and adjust sliders, Eli Manning on a clutch scale, that dude was getting a job done. He wasn't, you know, turning the ball over. He wasn't throwing INTs. He was going out there winning games. And that's something Phil Rivers wish he had throughout the course of his career. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. TJ is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. TJ, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. How about yourself? I just wanted to call in about the Phillip Rivers topic. Man, it's no question he's not a Hall of Famer. But I just want to talk about, you know, you calling out Eli, Tom, Aaron Rodgers. How are you going to disrespect Ben Roethlisberger like that?
Oh, well, it's not a matter of disrespect. It's just that I can put him, we know he won two Super Bowls, but I can put Ben Roethlisberger probably right there in that same category. Let me ask you this. If I got Tom Brady in a room with Ben Roethlisberger, you picking Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm a Steelers fan, so I'm always
okay. I don't want to. TJ. No, ain't no but. Do you want to be a Steelers fan or do you want to be objective? Which one?
No, see, the thing is, I'm going to always be a realist.
Being a realist means you can take your Steelers fandom and you can completely throw it out the window. If I put Ben Roethlisberger in a room with Tom Brady, you picking Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm picking Ben. But you put
TJ, Ben. Hold on, TJ. Come on, man. What are we doing, TJ? Come on. I don't smoke cigarettes. Maybe once every 5 years I'll smoke a cigarette. TJ, do not make me leave this studio and smoke a cigarette today, okay? Don't make me do that. Come on, TJ. You can't say you're a realist. You can't say I'm a Steelers fan and then go, hey, but I'm a realist, JR. And I'm going, you got Tom Brady in a room with Ben Roethlisberger. And you as a realist are telling me you're going with Ben Roethlisberger? I think I might need something stronger than a cigarette. Okay, I don't think nicotine will get the job done. TJ, come on, TJ. 888-710-4ISN. TJ still here. I just needed a mental break. TJ, go ahead. Continue. I'm gonna shut up while you entertain. Go ahead.
And I'm just saying, though, like, are you thinking Phillip Rivers or Ben Roethlisberger? Like,
TJ, you're not answering my question.
What is it?
I asked you. I'm going to ask you one more time. If you had Tom Brady and Ben, you told me I was disrespecting Ben Roethlisberger by not even mentioning his name. We know he's going into the Hall of Fame. If you had Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger in a room, you still taking Ben Roethlisberger?
Man, it's a tough question, man.
TJ, call me back next week, okay? All right.
I'm gonna call you back about the Caitlin Clark.
Don't call me back. Don't call me back today, TJ. Give me a break. I'll talk to you later, okay? All right, TJ.
All right, man. Bye.
Funny guy over here, frustrating people. What are we doing? I take Ben Roethlisberger. See, Ben Roethlisberger is different. And I'm answering his question. He didn't want to answer me truthfully. Ain't nobody in their right mind who's not on, some type of powder is looking at Ben Roethlisberger going, I'm going with him. He's better than Tom Brady. Come on, what are we doing over here? Ain't nobody picking Ben Roethlisberger over, know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. Now we start Mike getting wavy. I think if you look at career accomplishments, of course, Ben Roethlisberger had a better career than Phillip Rivers. I mean, but even Ben Roethlisberger, they didn't start letting that man throw the rock around until later on in his career. He basically begged for it. All right. So, yeah, there is a thin line between, I think, Phil Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger. That's a thinner line. I want to think about that one a little bit more. Most definitely career accomplishments. Ain't nobody picking Phillip Rivers over Roethlisberger. But you got two tough dudes. Both were throwing the ball around. Roethlisberger later in his career. But we know Ben Roethlisberger had a better career. But he is also not in the category of some of the other guys that I just mentioned. Not by a long shot. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'll get some more of your calls. We'll talk about the ratings from the WNBA and Halliburton. There's a lot of football going on. The JR Sport Brief Show, don't move.